Okay, our next speaker is Dr. Ping Shea from the Center for Water and Air Quality at Florida A&M University.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Here's a laser pointer.
Sulfur is a major nutrient following nitrogen and phosphorus, and it is also a very important element involved in a lot of biogeochemical cycles in the terrestrial and aquatic systems. Now, our understanding of sulfur in soil is limited comparing to the nitrogen and phosphorus. I think at least in part it's because of the analytical limitations. Currently, soil organic sulfur is still estimated indirectly by the difference between the total sulfur and the sum of the inorganic sulfur, basically sulfate. Of course, recently there are some sophisticated methods like solid-state NMR, XPS, and sulfur Zenith that have been applied to determine the studied organic sulfur in complex mixtures of coal, soil, and sediment. However, those technology are not only very costly, but not available to most of us. Recently, there is the development of so-called multi-element scanning thermal analysis, and it may provide a simpler tool for the study of organic sulfur and the reduced organic sulfur form in the soil. So our objective is first explore the application of MESTA on the analysis of sulfur forms, and then we want to investigate some of the forms in upland and wetland soil. First, what is the MESTA? Basically, it's a scanning thermal analysis tool, except the sample during the scanning heating process, the vaporized or oxidized part of that will be detected as the carbon, nitrogen, and the sulfur in the process. So the result is we call a thermogram of the carbon, nitrogen, sulfur, and now we add the hydrogen to it. Let me just present our preliminary result. First, we analyzed some reference sulfur compounds of the sulfur with the MESTA. Particularly look at this green curve, which is the element of sulfur, S8, which volatilized at a relatively low temperature, 188. And of course, the temperature of this peak is related to the scanning speed. This is a very high scanning speed of 100 degrees per minute. And also, I want you particularly to take a note on this green peak again. This is the cysteine, is a sulfur content amino acid, very sharp peak. And you can see different organic sulfur, they all appear. Some of them overlapping in this some temperate region, but some of them spread around. In the soil, most of those reference sulfur compounds are not occurring in the soil. However, in the wetland, we have this reduced inorganic sulfur. For example, iron sulfate, ferrosulfate, which is this black curve in here. It's kind of broad because we purchased this compound a long time ago, and then it naturally partially oxidized in the air, depends on the humidity. And this is the pyrite that we grounded freshly. You can see the peak is pretty sharp. And then silver sulfide is this green peak. All those sulfide, they appear around this between 550 to 600 degrees C. So those are the inorganic reduced sulfur appear in the master thermogram. Now let's take a look at some of analysis of upland soil. This soil obtained from Missouri, and this is the carbon thermogram peak, and this is nitrogen peak, and then the sulfur is this green peak. This is the forest soil at the top 15 centimeter. At the bottom is a cultivate, the similar soil cultivate for 30 years, and in the same place. And you can see that the sulfur, both of them are very beautiful symmetrical peaks, and they're indicating the form are relatively pure and very close to the amino acid sulfur forms in there, consistent with some of the literature. And also you can see the cultivated one has much lower sulfur content, almost just like one-fifth of the forested soil. There's another soil that I obtained from the Illinois at the famous Morrow plot. This is the grass border, has most productivity, and this is continuous corn for 140 years without any fertilizer. And this is with the fertilizer corn oak clover crop system. You can see, again, the sulfur are relatively pure form of amino acid-like. And also, you can see the content of the organic sulfur are getting smaller as the productivity become lower. And the interesting thing is that the sulfur are rarely a limiting nutrient, but it is still indicating the productivity of the soil. Now, I forgot to mention one thing about sulfate. The sulfate will appear at the temperature above 800 degrees, and we intentionally omit the scanning to that temperature because the sulfate is a form of salt and it will deposit in the places where the temperature is slightly lower, even like 700 degrees, will deposit and it causes the chloride contamination in it. So in this presentation, sulfate will never appear in there. Only the organic and the reduced inorganic sulfur will appear in this. And again, this is another soil. We get it from South Dakota with the sod, corn, and corn without fertilizer. And a very, very similar again, the sulfur is very pure form of amino acid-like thing. And again, the amount actually is proportional to the productivities. Now let's look at the wetland soil. This is from the St. Mark salt marsh in Florida. And you can see it also contains a portion of the sulfur very similar to upland, which is a cycling of the amino acid-like sulfur in the marsh. But we also have a small amount, well, not small amount, but quite a bit amount of the pyrite and iron sulfide that occur in the marsh, which appear above 500 degrees. Interestingly, is the sulfur that in between 350 and 500 degree, they are organic sulfur appear in here. We also analyze some of the fresh wetland soil sulfur. This is the a pond in our in Tallahassee, and we analyze the edge soil of the pond, and we 5 meters away from it. And you can see that this is the 1 centimeter on the very top of it. It basically has that the characteristic upland sulfur form of amino acid type of the sulfur in here. Small amount of this higher temperature stable sulfur in here. as you dig down in there, you can see that this high temperature sulfur, which representing basically organic sulfur, because there are not much of the pyrite or reduced inorganic sulfur appearing here, because in the freshwater wetland, basically you don't have this inorganic reduced sulfur in there. We analyze another soil core at the edge of the pond, and you can see very similar, on the top, which is much more oxidized, also has this characteristic amino acid-like sulfur in there, which representing the normal sulfur cycling part of it. But also, you have a little bit more of the so-called organic sulfur, which produced later on, we learned this is actually produced by the hydrogen sulfide reacting with the existing soil organic matter. And very, very similar, you dig down in there, you can see this high temperature sulfur getting bigger and bigger proportion. And we are studying how this part of organic sulfur being formed, because this part of the organic sulfur, we use the sulfur isotopic compound to trace this one. It actually formed by the reaction between the hydrogen sulfide and the original soil organic matter, and it actually persists in there for long period of time. We still don't know how long it will persist after being exposed to the air. However, the pyrite and iron sulfide will be oxidized in about 1 week or so. So we think this part of the organic sulfur representing the soil submergence and then the production of the hydrogen sulfide by the sulfur reduction processes. So in conclusion, organic sulfur and the reduced inorganic sulfur can be directly quantified by the MESTAR technology. The upland organic sulfur are dominated by relatively simple form, which is like amino acid with the peak around 300 to 325 degrees C. Cultivation decreased organic sulfur content of the soil. Is that an indication of soil productivity? Because it's very sensitive to the productivity. Wetland soil contain another so-called high temperature stable sulfur forms. Those could be the inorganic sulfur species, which like we found in the marshes, the salt marshes, sulfide and bisulfide. And the organic sulfur produced by the reaction between the hydrogen sulfide and organic matter as a result of sulfur reduction. And the high temperature sulfur could be an indication of the soil submergence history. There are lots of more need to be studied about organic sulfur and other form of the sulfur in the soil so that we can understand the sulfur chemistry a little bit better. Thank you very much.
Questions? Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Very, very good questions. First, you don't need to prepare much of the pretreatment at all. You just ground your sample very well. No, you just dry it, and then if it's from the salt marsh, you have to freeze dry, so you prevent the oxidation.
Okay.
You just collect sample and dry it. If upland, and you need to grind it very fine because you only take very small amount of the sample to do the analysis. Okay. And then, what was your second question? Yes, that's very, very helpful because it actually tells you what kind of what kind of nature of the compound that could be of the carbon, nitrogen, and hydrogen ratio. And all the thermogram there has been converted to atomic ratio. So it's pretty helpful to understand.
How expensive is
I manufactured this instrument myself and cost me about $100,000. But I believe you know, the next one will be much cheaper because
we have another question here.
What about sulfate esters and sulfate?
Okay. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So now we are exploring. You know, because of the carrying gas, we actually can change the composition, and we use 33% of the oxygen to increase the combustion. However, if we use zero oxygen, then we start to see some sulfur that in there probably is the ester sulfate or something else, and we are. You know, this is the preliminary study, and we are exploring what is that.
Yeah, but Ben, I think we're trying to say that freshwater systems don't have iron sulfide in them. They do.
No, they don't.
Well, go to northern Minnesota. I can give you some food.
Okay, I like to do that because we actually, you know, we...
Depends on the relative mineral. You have quite a bit of mineral in it.
Yeah. Yeah, just you know, because of the how much of the iron is in there to preserve, but they actually preserve a lot of in the organic sulfur fraction. Okay, I'd like to get some sample from you. Thank you.
Okay, we have a thank you.